Let me call on Colonel James Johnson, U.S. Army retired military historian of the Hudson River Valley. Colonel?
Chairman Grijalva, Ranking Member Bishop, distinguished members of the subcommittee, I'm Colonel retired Jim Johnson, co-vice chair for New York of the National Washington Rochambeau Revolutionary Route Association, which we refer to as W3R USA. As the military historian of the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area and the executive director of the Hudson River Valley Institute at Marist College, I've dedicated the last 8 years after my retirement from the United States Army to increasing public awareness of the American Revolution and the W3R. I'm honored to be here today to testify on behalf of the W3R USA, an organization that is dedicated to the designation of this route as a National Historic Trail and the education of the public on its significance. On the eve of the visit by French President Nicolas Sarkozy to the United States, I'm particularly excited about Congressman Henchy's legislation, co-sponsored by 21 of his colleagues, to create the W3R National Historic Trail, following his successful efforts with Congressman John Larson of Connecticut to guide the successful passage of PL 106-473, the W3R National Heritage Act of 2000. W3R USA strongly supports H.R. 1286 and its Senate counterpart SB 686, ensuring the creation of the W3R National Historic Trail as the National Park Service's preferred alternative. Meeting the three criteria for designation as a National Historic Trail, it's the alternative that would best preserve and interpret the resources of W3R, and it offers the best value for the American public. The W3R was established by historic use and is historically significant as a result of that use. Soldiers of the Continental Army and the French Expedition Particulière with their very shoes marked a route along 685 miles of roads and trails that predate the War for American Independence. As a result, the United States of America was the ultimate victor of their journey. The route satisfies five of the six National Historic Landmark criteria for national significance. The current grassroots initiative to have Congress designate the W3 a National Historic Trail started at Washington's headquarters in Newburgh, New York, on December the 16th, 1999. W3R has national and international significance, linking nine states and the District of Columbia from Massachusetts to Virginia to commemorate the considerable contribution that General George Washington and the Continental Army and General Rochambeau and his French Expeditionary Corps made for American liberty and independence. The route commemorates the French-American campaign that led to the surrender of General Charles Lord Cornwallis at Yorktown, Virginia, and the return marches in 1782. Designating W3 a National Historic Trail will allow the National Park Service with its partners to find, to interpret, to preserve the individual sites along the route, and to link them together as a string of pearls. This initiative has received local, county, state government assistance, and international support. The W3R is an opportunity to combine historical and environmental preservation. The trail itself will need no extra land since it generally follows existing highways and roads. As explained to the National Park Service's resource study and environmental assessment, individual property rights will be preserved. The bottom line on the property issue is specifically addressed in H.R. 1286. The United States shall not acquire for the trail any land or interest in land outside the exterior boundary of any federally mandated area without the consent of the owner of the land or interest in land. We of the W3R USA have returned after 7 years to finish the work that Congress started in 2000. In fact, the original congressional actions were started in 1975 as a part of the U.S. Bicentennial. In the intervening period, W3R USA has been very active. Seven states have completed historical studies. Virginia's study is going to be completed soon. This August, W3R USA launched a website. We've cooperated with U.S. Army Center for Military History to publish the pamphlet March to Victory. We would like to have the W3R designated as a National Historic Trail by Congress as a legacy of the 225th anniversary of the American Revolution. We've had reenactments of the march from Newport, Rhode Island, to the Hudson River, to the Yorktown area of Virginia. Once Congress designates W3R a National Historic Trail, It will become an instrument of education about the war for independence, the social and cultural activities of the period, the environment, and French-American relations. As we await the visit of President Sarkozy to Mount Vernon, we should remember today the magnificence of that joint American-French standing miracle, as General Washington called it, and pass that remembrance into the future with the designation of the W3 National Historic Trail. I strongly urge that you support the passage of the Washington-Rochambeau Revolutionary Route National Historic Trail Designation Act. I'd also like to enter into the record, sir, the study that I talked about written in conjunction with the U.S. Army, as well as our latest map guide from the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area. Thank you, sir.
Without objection, Colonel.